The day I left for college, I became a vegetarian. I wasn't grossed out by meat. Rather, I wanted to be part of the solution, a greener world in which greater numbers of people could be well-fed if more of us ate lower on the food chain. I hoped for the food equivalent of evening the distribution of wealth. My family was against it. How will you get protein? Nuts, beans, dairy, and tofu, I assured them. What will you do for Thanksgiving? They knew I prized the Thanksgiving feast above all other displays of gastronomical gluttony. No turkey. It would be like casting a musical with all but the leads. Could I do this? Thanksgiving loomed large. Until then, I kissed my family and bacon goodbye. I believe most first-time co-eds settle into the dorms and feel a bit homesick, dreaming of family and friends. I was meat sick. I dreamt of pork chops. In my dreamscapes, I would show up to a lecture hall, and in place of a professor was an enormous, juicy hamburger. In the library, I'd pull a book from a shelf to find I was holding a succulent piece of fried chicken. I hardly faced deprivation. Even when the main course in the cafeteria was meaty or less than appetizing, there was an endless vat of peanut butter, a continuous churning of the soft-serve ice cream machine. I managed to gain the freshman 15, and no animals had to die. Thanksgiving neared, and soon I returned home. I piled my plate high with my favorite things, mashed potatoes, stuffing, cranberry sauce. It weighed 2 pounds without the turkey. But I missed gravy. I found a recipe for vegetarian gravy. Instead of the animal fat, olive oil, and vegetable stock. But I decided to add butter, too. It was so good, just the right shade of toasted brown. Who even knew there weren't fat slices of turkey under that sea of glistening goo? As the years wore on, I discovered my secret weapon, whipping cream. Add a liberal dash, unwhipped, to the gravy, and it goes from delicious to transcendent. Pour it on an old shoe and I'd lick it clean. Turkey? What turkey? I celebrated 15 meat-free Thanksgivings until I got married. You know how it goes. He's a staunch carnivore, and you're the cook. I took my passive activism into the meat industry and purchased only humanely raised meats. Happy dead things. Each Thanksgiving, I buy a beautiful free-range turkey. She lived a good life. I've bagged, I've basted, I've brined. I haven't gotten the turkey quite right. But thanks to the secret weapon from my veggie years, whipping cream, my gravy still rocks. It rights 1,000 wrongs, makes delicious even a slice of turkey the texture of an old shoe.